And together we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America healthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, New York. God bless you. God bless you all.
Thank now, you. Back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
You've heard of coronavirus, you've heard of COVID-19, and now they're trying to scare you with bird flu, and there's a new one. There's a new one. I'm going to play that audio clip for you in just a bit, but I need to finish a story that I started during the commercial break for the Facebook Live. Okay, that's enough of the music. Thank you. For our Facebook Live audience. And so I'm going to repeat that part and then fill you in on the rest. My wife, my current wife. She says we've been together at least 24 years. I guess we've had 24 anniversaries. It feels like a lot more, I must tell you. So she's got this thing about feeding animals in the middle of winter to keep them alive, because if she doesn't feed them, they're all going to die. Mass extinction, at least in Belmont County. So she buys all this seed, all these seeds, and the crap is all over the the garage and the porches, and it's just, oh my God, it's awful. Anyway, so it's for the birds, and it's for the chipmunk. She's got this thing with this one chipmunk. And her belief is that if she does not feed this chipmunk, it will die. Because that's how chipmunks survive. They survive only because when they're fed by well-meaning, misguided people. Anyway, long story short, our back porch, yes, we have a back porch, is filthy with all these seeds and everything else, and the birds are going into the chipmunk. It's for the chipmunk. But the birds have figured this out. And so they now fly into our porch. So, of course, there's bird crap everywhere and seeds everywhere. And so you got the birds picking away at these seeds, which are supposed to be for the chipmunk, to keep the chipmunk alive. All right. Chipmunk has come back and forth a lot to get his fill of seeds and puff up his cheeks like this, and because that's what chipmunks do. So I can't sleep again. My sleeping is just, you cannot imagine how tough it is for me just to get a good night's sleep. I can't even get a good night's sleep because my mind is always racing. 1:45 in the morning, I'm up. I don't know why I'm up. I'm thinking to myself, I need to get back to sleep because I've got to be energized when I come on and entertain you and inform you, because that's just how I roll. Couldn't go back to sleep. Everything is pitch black. No TV is not on. No lights are on. I'm just hoping I can get back to sleep. So I look out the back window. And what do I see? Do I see a chipmunk loading up with all those seeds to make his cheeks really big and so he can survive the winter? No. No. Full-grown deer have figured out what the birds have figured out and what the chipmunk has figured out. We had full-grown deer on our back porch at 1:45 in the morning, eating all the stuff that was meant for the chipmunk and then for the birds and all that. So now we've got chipmunk crap, we've got bird crap, God knows, and I'm sure we've got lots of deer crap all over our back porch, all because my wife wants to save nature and save all these little animals. Deer, full-grown deer. Inches, this close from the window. All because she wants to save this stupid chipmunk. God, if I had a sledgehammer, I'd take care of it. Well, anyway. So now we've got a deer issue here. So let's see, chipmunk crap, bird crap, and now deer crap, all in the back porch. guess who is going to be cleaning it? That's right. Not Dimitri. I tell you that. But this morning, this is how my life is going. How pathetic is this? Anyway, so there's that. All right, so next. By the way, thank you so much for joining us. We'll address the homeless issue here in just a bit in Wheeling. The latest is that they're now sleeping in the Robert C. Byrd Intercommodal Transportation System, the big empty garage. And this was on Facebook. And some people are saying, well, it's fine. You should let them sleep there because it's very cold and this, that, and the other. We're going to address that. But first, all these people with the CDC and the NIH and Fauci and certainly the legacy media, which is so dependent on big pharma advertising just to stay alive, are doing whatever they can to scare the crap out of you so that they can keep selling you medicine or vaccines or whatever. And I want to stress, I am not offering medical advice. I am not a doctor. I do not have a degree in biology or science or any of that stuff. I am a high school graduate who speaks into a microphone. This is just one man's opinion. They're doing whatever they can to scare us. Now, the latest that you probably have heard of is bird flu. And they're doing stories about how bird flu, the flu in birds, are going to somehow leap into human beings, and we need to get vaccines for bird flu, the way the thing leaped from bats into humans and all that, which turned out to be a lie, of course. Well, here's the latest. And I swear to you, I'm not making this up. Have you ever heard of you heard of the pandemic, what I call the plandemic? But have you heard of the quaddemic? And no, it has nothing to do with being inundated with quadriplegics. No, the quaddemic is the latest thing to scare the crap out of you that the legacy media is doing to help prop up big pharma. Oh, you don't believe me? You go, oh, Dimitri, quaddemic? No one could. You're just making this up now. This sounds like something that the Babylon Bee wrote and... The quaddemic. Here's Good Morning America.
What some people are terming the quaddemic of infectious diseases hitting hard this season. And joining us now is Dr. Stephanie Widmer with more on how to stay healthy. Doctor, good morning to you. It's great to have you.
Thank you guys for having me. So I guess let's talk about these viral syndromes.
And I want to jump right into some of the numbers here as we get into it, because the flu, COVID, RSV, norovirus making the rounds this winter. RSV cases higher than they were this time of year last year. 35 states reporting high or very high levels of respiratory illness. And the CDC estimates that there have been at least 5.3 million illnesses, 63,000 hospitalizations, and 2,700 deaths from the flu so far this season. So we just mentioned earlier, people calling this a quaddemic. Is that really an accurate description? And how would you explain what's really going on?
So this term quaddemic, it refers to the convergence of high levels of, just like you said, flu, COVID, RSV, and this norovirus. And there are multiple factors at play here. Different social, environmental, biologic factors that are causing these numbers that, you know, in New York, it's not unprecedented to see high levels of viral syndromes, especially during the winter when there's indoor crowding, increased travel, lots of different gatherings. But there are other factors at play here, such as viral evolution, new strains that emerge, lots of different things.
Doctor, how do we know what we have? Because so many of these symptoms can be so similar.
So that's completely true. So fever, chills, headache, body aches, fatigue, things like that are pretty much across the board with different viral syndromes. Norovirus is a little bit different. On the other hand, that presents primarily with GI symptoms, vomiting, diarrhea, abdominal pain, aches, things like that. But that's not necessarily unique to norovirus. You can have some overlap with the flu. So based on symptoms alone, it's not always entirely possible to tell which viral syndrome you have.
Wow. You know, doctor, when we pulled up the first map that showed where in the country there was very high or just high, I was struck by right here, the areas where it's very high, it's not just in one concentrated area. Can you explain what may be causing where we're seeing those spikes? Is it just population? And then what are best remedies? When should you go to the emergency room?
Sure. So it, like Like I said, it depends. Different outbreaks happen for different reasons, indoor crowding, different strains, different things that are going on in the community. But, you know, pretty much across the board, the way we care for these viral syndromes is what we call conservative management and supportive care. So getting enough rest, staying adequately hydrated, taking over-the-counter medications, fever relievers, pain reducers, acetaminophen and ibuprofen, things like that. Kind of letting the virus run its course. The good news is that these symptoms pretty much tend to resolve themselves spontaneously. But when you're experiencing things like shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, if you're unable to walk or care for yourself, and if you're unable to eat or tolerate anything by mouth, you're not able to drink water, that's a pretty good time to go to the emergency department for an evaluation.
So you mentioned some of the remedies there, but what about prevention?
So prevention is key. One thing that's very important, if you haven't gotten your flu vaccine or any other vaccines you might be eligible for, it is not too late.
Yeah. Never too late for the vaccines. The quaddemic. You thought I was making it up. The quaddemic. That's the new one. That's the days. Oh, be afraid. Be very, very afraid. The quaddemic. What's it going to be tomorrow? The pentagon-demic? The hectagon-demic? I don't know. It's just, be afraid. Be very, very afraid. Make sure you get your quaddemic masks. In fact, get four of them, wear them at the same time. That way you'll be able to stop all of the nasty germs from the quaddemic from coming in. It's just unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Hey, download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 6 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Dimitri live and dangerously local, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. Stephen Novotny 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. He was off yesterday. I think he's coming on today. I certainly hope so. Let me see if I got a didn't get a text, but hopefully Steve will be on today. If you're concerned, a lot of people are concerned, rightly so, about the electric bills that you are that we're all getting. A lot of people were losing their minds on Facebook over this, and understandably so. Tomorrow we're going to have one of our new state senators from West Virginia joining us. He is Chris Rose. Love this guy. Fourth generation miner. He is a hardcore MAGA guy. Really, really, really good guy. He ran against the incumbent, this rhino, this Maroney, who was full of baloney, I certainly endorsed Chris Rose and did whatever I could to help the voters in Marshall County help get rid of Maroney and replace him with Chris Rose, and that's what happened. And I don't want to take all the credit for Chris Rose's big victory against Maroney. I mean, he did some stuff too. In any event, we'll have Chris Rose on tomorrow. He is a new state senator, West Virginia, and he is on the Energy Committee. And he works for a power company. So I think this guy is going to give us lots and lots of really good information. That's for West Virginia, and I'm working on somebody now for Ohio as well. I hear you.